There is probably nothing at the same time as wonderfully accommodating and terribly annoying as the person who can't make a decision or chooses not to. Like, well, what would you like to eat? Oh, I don't care, whatever you want. Well, what do you want to watch tonight? Doesn't matter, whatever you want to watch is fine. Do you want to go out for dinner? Do you want to order in? You choose, either is okay. Don't you just want to scream and say, make a decision already? It's all of us every once in a while, though, isn't it? We all get into that mode, trying to be accommodating, but that's why laws are so popular in our culture. It's because within the framework of law, the only decision you have to make is if you're going to follow it or not. You don't have to do a lot of thinking, mull over the ethics or the morality of the issue. You don't have to discern or weigh the values or the principles. You just have to follow the rule. Just tell me what to do so I don't have to wade my own way through these murky waters, right? But then there's those moments. Those moments when even the most clearly defined rules just don't seem to fit the situation, the moment. Or when that law just doesn't seem to speak to what's going on. Or when the law declares what's wrong, but it seems the right thing to do. Or when the world declares that this is just, but we just can't justify it. See, the point is, folks, is that law can only go so far. The Jews of Jesus' time learned that same thing. They had over 600 complex regulations and rules, and it still wasn't enough. Because every time a new law was created on top of the original 10 that Moses gave them, at the same time, they would find exceptions to that law, and then more rules or more laws had to be created. Enter Jesus. Jesus was a Jew. He loved the law. He lived the law. He upheld the law. And in his own words, he had not come to abolish one iota of the law of Moses. But he knew there was something greater than the law, and it was love. He knew that one could follow all the rules and still hate. One could follow or live the law and still kill. One could uphold the law and still possess what was not yours to possess. One could follow every rule of the house of God and still not know and follow God. Because for Jesus, it was all about relationship with God and with each other. Jesus was about changing hearts, not changing the law. He was about love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy, not about judgment and condemnation. He had an amazing vision, a vision that could see beyond the law and look into the very heart of people. And it was there in our hearts where God's word was most purely spoken and courageously lived. St. Paul called it wisdom, but not wisdom in the usual sense of how we use the term. He would say that true wisdom is found in not knowing. In other words, when things were not so clear, when you would have to welcome the Holy Spirit and trust the Holy Spirit to get you where you needed to be. There in the confines of the heart, folks, in our hearts, where both love and condemnation are given birth. Where forgiveness and revenge live side by side, where disdain is secretly hidden behind compassion, that's where the work needs to be done. Not in creating more laws, but in creating new hearts. Because only in our hearts can we truly choose. Only in our hearts are we able to purely say yes or no. Because we'll always be able to find a reason to be exempt from the law. I'm the best at that. But none of us, at any moment, in any situation, can find reason to be exempt from love.